Ebola continues to dominate the news. One man traveling from Liberia, Thomas Eric Duncan, has died of it in Texas, but there have been many scares here, mainly involving healthcare workers. How safe are you from the deadly Ebola virus? Health officials across the country and here in Central Oregon are taking steps to make sure we're prepared to keep people safe. I'm Kelly Blyer, and separating fact from fiction when it comes to the Ebola scare is the focus of today's Take 5. West African countries have been dealing with Ebola for years, and it has killed more than 4,900 people and has infected more than 10,000. Now that America has seen its first case of Ebola, it has spread a lot of fear. Communicable disease coordinator for Deschutes County, Heather Keisner, says it's important for people to know the facts. Ebola is not spread through casual contact. There has to be contact with bodily fluids of an infected person.
You know, people are very highly contagious when they're with Ebola, when they're in the hospital being treated, when they're, you know, having lots of symptoms. That's when their viral load is way high, and then soon after death. So, you know, so those healthcare workers are the ones that really need to stay protected. But as far as casual contact in the community, even if someone has a slight fever in the beginning of symptoms, they're still not showing, you know, a very high viral load. So the chances of someone becoming infected with just casual contact remains low.
Of the 9 people treated for Ebola in the U.S., most have been healthcare workers who are at increased risk caring for infected people.
And while these, you know, communicable diseases can be scary and unknown, you know, I think it's also important to put things in perspective. Like, I don't have the rates in front of me, but the number of people that die every year from smoking or from car accidents or from not wearing seatbelts. What keeps me up at night is flu and measles and, you know, and those type of diseases, because they are so easily spread. And, you know, going into flu season, flu is not benign. You know, we have, you know, about 20 to 30,000 people every year in the United States alone that die of flu complications. So, I mean, that's something that definitely concerns us.
Health officials from all 3 Central Oregon counties and St. Charles Health System conducted a tabletop discussion in Redmond last week on managing any Ebola cases if they should happen here. Karen Yergang with the Crook County Health Department was there and took away a lot.
The neat thing about this tabletop was there was the right people at the table, and everybody was participating. What happens is I will say, well, my agency would do this, and they would be helped by another agency. And that agency will say, gosh, nobody told me. Here's what we'd be doing, and we wouldn't be able to do that part that you're thinking. And so then you get the chance to say, okay, let's readjust and see what does need to happen, and can it happen?
Oregon has not had any cases of Ebola, and our threat is low, but it's not zero.
We have been working on how to respond to a significant medical emergency in Central Oregon. And what we do now is we take and we fine-tune to the potential threat. And the likelihood of it being here is not real high, but if somebody did show up and they were sick with this, we want to have learned from the mistakes and the successes that other areas have learned.
There are 6 Oregon health systems that have agreed to serve as referral centers for patients positively diagnosed with Ebola. None are in Central Oregon. Most are in the Valley. Karen Yergang says you really only get one chance to get it right.
This is a disease that you don't want to make mistakes in how it's handled. And so the aha moment for me was we have the basics down of how to respond to a variety of things. And all we had to do really was fine-tune to the specifics of, you know, this particular disease in responding medically, in responding to the community, getting information out ahead of time to help them, you know, help reality be there instead of misinformation.
Heather Keisner says facts must replace fear.
It's gotten somewhat political, and I think once the person is cleared and that 21 days is up, they're not contagious, and they never were contagious. You know, if they never developed symptoms and never developed Ebola, they're not going to develop it now. We need to be careful and not shun people. I think that can get, fear can be scary, and it can do more harm.
For Take 5, I'm Kelly Blyer on FM News 100 and 1110, KBND.